your cases.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is criticizing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's legislation that would allow Congress to intervene under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The bill would set up a commission to assess the president's ability to lead the country and ensure a continuity of government. Speaker Pelosi insisted the legislation is not about President Trump, but inspired by the need for greater congressional oversight of his White House. The president reacted on Twitter, calling Pelosi crazy and suggesting it's an effort by Democrats to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. And White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Fox called it an absurd proposal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president appeared on the Rush Limbaugh show saying he's trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve the antibody drug developed by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals to fight the coronavirus.
We're sending that and the Eli Lilly version of it, which is very similar. We're sending that to all of our hospitals. We're going to get people better. We got to get it there fast. That's why I'm doing an emergency use authorization. I got to get them to approve it really fast.
One Trump administration official says the U.S. can expect delivery of a vaccine starting in January 2021. Hurricane force winds are pounding the Louisiana coast as Delta nears landfall with winds of 105 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says storm surge is always a worry.
Holly Peets over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot. 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, dangerous. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's dangerous.
Forecasters say Delta is now a Category 2 storm. On Wall Street, the Dow by 151 points. The NASDAQ rose 159. The S&P 500 advanced 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was holding a drive-in rally at the Southeast Career Technical Academy. In fact,
as early as a half hour ago. The former vice president also met with Latino community leaders this morning in a by invitation only setting. And according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, about 20 people attended that morning rally. A local campaign for President Trump also held a protest just outside of Biden's afternoon event. Well, Clark County is paying the late power bills for more than 15,000 Southern Nevadans who are struggling financially due to COVID-19. The county plans to pay NV Energy $5.3 million to cover the cost of those late bills from its federal coronavirus relief package. Unincorporated Clark County residents will see an automatic credit on their accounts if they mention hardship due to the pandemic. NV Energy says more than 68,000 of its residential and small business customers are late on their payments as of August 20th. Well, Nevada's power company is now lifting its self-imposed moratorium on service shutoffs.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash, Interstate 15 southbound. That is at Blue Diamond, and the ramp is closed there, so you can use Sunset possibly as an alternative there. Also, moderate flows on Interstate 15 north at Sunset and southbound 15 at Sahara.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday. We've got Joe Biden in town making a speech today here in Las Vegas. We've got the president looks like he is close to resuming his campaigning. We'll talk about that. We are now 25 days away from an election. Don't forget October 17th, the first day of early voting. It's so vitally important. And just so you know, I have determined how I am going to vote. I don't trust the Postal Service. I don't trust really anybody, the ballot harvesting people, anybody. The only thing I trust is me at a machine voting. And then letting the nice little old people at the polling places do what they do best. So anyway, I'm going to vote on the first day of early voting on October 17th. I would highly recommend that you do that. I would not trust the mail or the U.S. Postal Service. I just wouldn't do it. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with my buddy Andy Matthews. This is a friends and family day. I got Andy Matthews and Robert Eitoven, Rico Aller, and Mark Lauder. They're all buds. And Andy, how are you doing? You are a candidate for Assembly District 37, 25 days from Election Day. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. If I were doing any better, Kevin, I'd be you. It's good to be with you today, my friend.
Isn't that the truth? And it's Friday, for crying out loud. Tell me what it feels like 25 days away from an election in a crazy, crazy election period.
Boy, you know, there's a lot, you know, going on. And when you talk about the mindset and the emotions, there's obviously a lot happening, not just for me, not just for my team, but for, I think, a lot of voters as well and a lot of people following these races. I think what I would come back to, where I am and where people who are helping me out in this race are, is we're focused. You know, we understand we have a job to do. We understand that This is going to be a close election. It's a pivotal election. And, you know, we know that it's so important not to get distracted by the noise and a lot of what's going on in the media, and just to make sure that, you know, we focus on getting our message to the voters of Assembly District 37. And that's exactly what we're doing. And I think that's why we're heading toward a very good result this November 3rd.
Are you still able to walk, to knock on doors, to actually talk to people?
We're able to do it, and we are doing it. And I'll tell you, the response is very good. You know, as you know, this is a seat, this assembly district, currently represented by a Democrat, but a Democrat with a very left-wing voting record who's been a rubber stamp for Governor Sisolak's agenda. And this is a district that is certainly not left-wing, and what I'm hearing, you know, not just from Republicans, but from independents, Kevin, and a lot of Democrats, there's a lot of frustration over the failed leadership of the governing Democrat Party in our state today. People are ready for a change. They know that I stand for something better. That they know that I'm committed to the policies that are genuinely going to rebuild our economy, improve education, improve health care, keep our neighborhoods safe. They're not getting this, you know, from the Democrats, who dominate our state government today, and they are just hungry for something better, something different. And they're, I think, going to deliver for me this year in a big way.
I know a lot of people, when I ask them, well, who's your representative? Who's your state senator? What district are you in? They give you a shrug of the shoulders. Where is 37?
Yeah, so this is Northwest Las Vegas. It includes a big part of Summerlin, including Sun City, Summerlin, and then it extends from there over to a big part of the Desert Shores area, and sort of continues north about as far north as Lone Mountain Road, and then east a bit to about the 95, and in some areas it actually extends east of 95 to Rainbow, and even as far east as Jones in a couple spots. You know how these districts are all drawn in sort of a crazy way. But look, anyone can hop online and just look up you know, who is my Nevada Assemblyman. You'll find it. You can type in Nevada District Assembly, Nevada Assembly District 37 map, and people can find the exact boundaries of the district. But that's basically where it is.
Again, Andy Matthews joining us, candidate for Assembly District 37. I think we had maybe the best illustration, not just in the special sessions, but in the regular session, of why turning our state over to Democrats is just bad. It's bad for business. It's bad for individuals. Small businesses had a target put on their back by the legislature, controlled by the Democrats. I want to ask you a question, because we always talk about these elections as the presidential election and Trump's on the ballot and all of that stuff. But I think sometimes we forget down the ballot is what touches your lives maybe more than anything. Can you talk a little bit about what's on the line 25 days from now, and why these races, these assembly races, state senate races, are so vitally important?
Yeah, well, real simply, it's because Democrats today, left-wing Democrats, dominate our state government, and they can literally right now pass almost anything they want to. In the assembly where I'm running, Democrats have not just a majority of assembly seats, but they have a supermajority. And that means they can do literally anything they want, including passing tax increases out of the state assembly. We as Republicans need to win at least two seats that are currently held by Democrats in order to break that supermajority, be able to stop these destructive tax increases, and at least make Democrats bring us to the table and talk to us about, you know, what's going on. I mean, right now, you know, myself, your conservative listeners out there, we literally have no say in what's going on in the Nevada State Assembly today because of that Democrat supermajority. We need to win two seats, at least, break that supermajority. This race in District 37, everyone who's following these races this year agrees this is probably the pivotal seat in determining, you know, whether we're going to be able to break their stranglehold on power. But, you know, it's not just the assembly. We need to win seats in the state senate. We need to, you know, win congressional seats. And, of course, we need to win at the top of the ticket as well. So when you get your ballots, if you're up there listening, you know, make sure you vote in all of these key races. Make sure that we are electing good, principled conservatives at all levels of government so that our principles will be given voice not just nationally, but here in our state capital as well.
And you have been watching this thing for a long, long time. We've had wave elections. Do you think there could be Trump coattails come November 3rd or later?
I think there certainly could be. You know, I gave up the predictions game a long time ago because, you know, nowadays, you know, who knows what's going to happen. The best thing I can say is, look, nothing is, you know, preordained when it comes to these elections. It is in our hands. You know, the votes have not yet been cast. It's going to start very soon. You know, ballots are going out there. We, the people of Nevada, are going to decide what the outcome of this election is going to be, whether it's a wave election or if it's something much closer. It's in our hands. We get to make these decisions, and all I can say is get out there, vote your principles, make sure that we're electing good, proven leaders to, like I said, all levels of government, and we have the power to make this a wave election if we decide we're going to.
Well, and you know what is so amazing is that the Democrats are so brazen that they would even test our state constitution where a judge had to actually strike down the Democrats' tax hike from 2019 as unconstitutional. But they did it without blinking an eye, violated the Constitution. What did you make of that when it happened?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I think it really drives home what's at stake here. You're right. Democrats, because they had their supermajority in the Assembly, passed a tax increase last legislative session out of the Assembly. Under Nevada's Constitution, you need two-thirds of both houses, the Assembly and the Senate, to pass tax hikes. In the Senate, they did not have a supermajority. They were one vote shy. Republicans held together, voted against the tax increase. Yet, incredibly, Kevin, Senate Democrats went ahead and deemed the tax hike to have passed legally anyway, and our governor signed it into law. This was blatantly illegal, blatantly in violation of our Constitution. A lawsuit followed very quickly, and just in the past, you know, couple of weeks here, fortunately, a judge, a sane judge here in Nevada, ruled, you know, what everybody should to see as common sense. This was an unconstitutional tax increase. But this is, you're right, this is the extent that Democrats in our state are willing to go to get more money out of your pocket, to get their hands on more of our hard-earned tax dollars, so far that they would break our Constitution in order to do it. And we should not be mistaken about what they have in store. They are absolutely going to come back and try this again next year. God forbid they get that one additional Senate seat and do have a supermajority there. If we don't change things in the Assembly, they're going to be able to do this, you know, clean and legally. It is crucial that we pick up these key seats, including my race in District 37, break that supermajority and be able to stop them from doing what we know they want to do, which is raise taxes, grow government, infringe on our liberties. We have to stand firm against that.
Andy Matthews joining us. He's an old friend, and it's so good to have him on again. He's a candidate for Assembly District 37. We're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and I know it's near and dear to his heart, and that is education and what's going on now in our schools. Is anything going on in our schools? Is anybody learning anything? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is an icon in the civil rights movement. When he led a protest march, his followers marched singing hymns, not screaming profanities. They marched peacefully in the daylight, not like a mob in the dark of night. Their faces were not hidden behind masks or other disguises. If there was any violence, it was inflicted upon them, not initiated by them. There was absolutely no destruction of property, looting, or setting of fires. I believe if Martin Luther King Jr. saw the things being done today in the name of the cause for which he lived and died, that he would weep. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Help prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers. Limit sharing of eating utensils. Practice social distancing and avoid physical contact. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Andy Matthews on, candidate for Assembly District 37. And I know that you have dedicated a good deal of your professional life to education, making sure that our schools are getting what they need from legislative bodies. To talk a little bit about what's going on now, I was talking with a teacher yesterday, and she said the kids just aren't learning in this environment. When can we go back to brick and mortar schools? I didn't have an answer for you. What about you?
Yeah, you know, going back to what you mentioned, I spent a number of years now focusing on solutions to our educational challenges. I used to serve as president of a great group called the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and education reform was one of our top priority areas, because we all recognize that for decades now, our public education system here in Nevada has been broken and has not been performing at the level that we should be able to expect. Right now, it's obviously a different from usual environment with everything that's gone on with the virus outbreak. But I've also been outspoken in believing that we should be getting our kids, back into our physical classrooms. The more we learn with the more it becomes clear that we can do so in a very safe way. And I believe that sooner than later, our state and here in Clark County, we should start taking the steps to make sure that we get our students back into that physical in-person classroom environment. But we can do that, and we should, but that's certainly not going to cure the problems with our educational system. We debate so often about the right approach to education policy, and obviously we constantly hear calls for increasing funding. And of course, Kevin, we want to make sure that our schools and our education system are properly funded. But we've been increasing per pupil spending here in our state, going back many, many years, and we're not getting anything different in terms of results. And that's because you can't fix a system that is fundamentally broken by simply throwing more money at it. We have so little accountability in our system for what we're currently spending. We have almost nothing, in the way of school choice, unfortunately. I'm a longtime champion for school choice, education savings accounts. I think we're a very promising program that I think it was tragic that our Democrat majorities, including my opponent, oppose school choice. Democrats actually, killed the education savings accounts program. My opponent's been vehement in her opposition to giving parents more control, more say in where their kids are educated. And, it's a shame because we continue to do the same thing and we're getting nothing better in terms of results. So more accountability, more parental choice in the system. That's the way, in a long-term sense, we're going to improve our education system, not simply blindly throwing more money at a problem that history tells us cannot be solved with more money.
Andy, how close are we to getting school choice? I know the president's been out on the stump promising that if he's reelected, every child in America will have school choice. Could a Republican legislature in Nevada turn Nevada into a school choice state?
Well, yes, and I know that's true because I've seen it happen. A Republican legislature back in 2015 did turn Nevada into a school choice state when they passed that education savings account program. They actually put Nevada at the forefront of the national school choice movement. There was a legal challenge in the aftermath of that, and the outcome of it was basically that, the education savings accounts program is perfectly constitutional. It's fine and good to do here in our state. There was an issue with the funding mechanism, and that was something that the courts basically said that the legislature had to go and address. Unfortunately, Democrats took back the legislature in the ensuing election, and they basically refused to fund the program. And then more recently, they actually went and killed the program altogether. But look, so the answer is yes. We can, with Republican majorities, implement school choice again, but this is not something that should be a partisan issue. The research and the evidence is crystal clear that when you implement school choice, you give parents more say in how and where their kids are educated, that results, they skyrocket. Achievement goes way up. And, Democrats lecture us all the time about how supportive they are about, of our education system and quality education. Well, this is a chance for them to show that they mean it and to actually support the programs and the policies that will actually lead to educational achievement. And it's not just choice. Accountability measures. Read by Three was a great program here in Nevada, passed and signed into law just a few years ago, that basically says, look, early childhood literacy is crucial. We know that if kids don't learn to read by the third grade, they're going to have a really difficult time finding any kind of success going forward in the school system. You need to learn to read so you can learn science and history, even math. So it's a crucial skill to develop early on. And this was a program that said, look, we're going to make sure that our students can read efficiently before they are passed along out of the third grade. Well, Democrats this summer, in order to address the budget shortfall brought on by the lockdown, again, including my opponent, voted to kill